is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Last night, Texas Supreme Court stayed the execution of Robert Roberson. He's the man convicted of killing his two-year-old daughter based on now disputed diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. State Democrat John Busey.
He knows this isn't over. He wants the truth to come to light, and the Texas House is working to do that, and we hope that the courts and others will follow suit.
Roberson, who's diagnosed with autism, is scheduled to testify before lawmakers next week. His lawyer says an autopsy showed the baby died from severe pneumonia. 18 days and counting, and the presidential candidates tried their hands at comedy at last night's Alfred Smith Catholic Charity Dinner in New York. Kamala Harris appeared in a video sketch with comedian Molly Shannon.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Donald Trump said it's plain and simple.
The votes are starting to come in. You got to get out and vote. And Catholics, you got to vote for me.
New court action in Mr. Trump's election interference case.
Judge Tanya Chutkan Thursday night issued an order denying former President Trump's latest request to delay the release of court records and exhibits in the 2020 election conspiracy case. Some or much of the filings will likely be redacted. Judge Chutkan also emphasizes in her five-page order that the election will not factor into her decision about this criminal case. Also, she says that Trump is free to submit his arguments regarding immunity before the November 7th deadline so the public can see both sides. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
New hopes for a ceasefire in the Middle East after the death, the killing of Yahya Sinwar, the chief architect of Hamas' October 7th attack. Ronan Nutra's son is still missing.
It is critical that all attention is focused now on achieving the goal of the deal, which will secure the release of our son, Omar, and the rest of the hostages.
President Biden is in Berlin this morning, where he'll meet with European allies on the conflict in the Middle East and on the war in Ukraine.
In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace consistent with the UN Charter.
Chalk one up for the Guardians.
It is a walk-off home run!
The final hero of Game 3 of the ALCS with a two-run homer in the 10th inning on TBS. The Guardians scoring a 7-5 comeback to win over the Yankees. New York leads the series 2-1. The Dodgers are now a win away from the World Series. S&P futures up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A county board committee unanimously rejected a resolution aimed at discouraging migrant resettlement in Kenosha County this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. It's not clear here. There's a difference between refugees and immigrants and asylum seekers and all of that.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigrant relocation without proper planning. Morrissey, with a background as a police chief and a city administrator, suggested forming a task force as a more appropriate approach to addressing the issue. A former Kenosha County teacher's aide faces new allegations of sexual misconduct with a third student. Prosecutors in Kenosha County yesterday revealed the possibility of additional charges during a preliminary hearing for Anna Marie Crocker. She already faces accusations of inappropriate relationships with a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. There are also possible charges coming from Racine County. The hearing was delayed yesterday, set back to November. Today, Racine will remember a firefighter lost. Memorial Hall downtown serves as a space to honor and remember longtime Racine County firefighter Max Baer. He died in a motorcycle crash last week. And the antique expert is in Racine today. People can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session at the library. The appraiser is known for work on the Antiques Roadshow. People going can have one item appraised at no cost, while additional items can be appraised for $10 each. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players like A.J. Johnson to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. Just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season openers next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
As Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunny 70. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high back up to near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck. You're an idiot. You want a beer? Boom. That's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the eight-hour fight that will be Christmas. You ever see a big family fight and you're not in the fight? It's kind of cool. You sit on the couch like you're Jacques Cousteau in the shark cage. Observe as they tear each other to pieces. But we are safe here in the cage. One of the boyfriends, it's his first year, it's my seventh. He's like, what do we do? Shut up, stay low. Keep your head down. We are safe in the cage. And then the most awful thing I've ever seen, five drunk, screaming sisters in mid-argument, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're so... He stands up in the middle of them. Hey, don't you talk to her like that. And Philippe left the cage.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my armor,
my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Ooh, Simon and Garfunkel, I am a rock. 610 WRJN, good morning. It is, it's Friday. Don't you love it? You're looking for a good weekend. Did you see the comet last night? I saw it. My wife was on the road, and she called me up. She says, it's out. I see the comet. It was just before sunset. So I went out there, I looked between the trees, and I brought my binoculars, and there it was, the comet, with its long trail, and the beginning of it, like a fireball. So I ran over to my neighbor's house next to her. I knocked on there, her son and her came out. We all looked through the binoculars and saw it. It eventually went away. I mean, it doesn't last that long. But you could see the sparkling trail of the comet, and you could see the fireball at the beginning of it. And that comet could be 10,000, 20,000 years old, and it's still flying around the universe. I looked it up. They said Halley's Comet is 16,000 years old, and the Green Comet is 50,000 years old and still going. And this comet, who knows how old it is, but we got a chance to see it. You can see it tonight, too. It's in the western sky. It doesn't hang around for a long time. So if you go out around, 6 o'clock, go out 6 o'clock tonight till around 6:20, 6:25. You can probably see it. So 6 o'clock in the western sky. Looks like an airplane with a contrail, but you can tell it's not an airplane. You can see the bright head on it. So check it out tonight. It's really great to see that comet out there. All right, right now, clear 46 degrees, and it's going to be a clear night tonight, too, so you'll be able to see it nice. Clear 46 degrees right here at Radio Park. Marvin Gaye to kick off your Friday morning. It's 6:12 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. They used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. To live near by our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Mercy, mercy me. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Friday morning. Means a weekend is coming up. That's always good news, huh? All right, are you nasty to restaurant servers? A cafe in England has a new sliding price scale based on how polite you are. If you say hello and please when you order, you pay around $2 for the tea. If you say please but not hello, it costs you a little bit more. If you just walk up and say, hey, I want some tea, you pay $5.50 for that same drink. Lesson learned, it pays to be nice. Why don't you try it sometime? See how it goes.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the theater this weekend? Only a few films open in wide release, but two of them are re-releases. The first one is Back to the Future Part 2, starring Michael J. Fox. Many people think the second installment was better than the original and is much better than the third one. The film is being released in honor of its 35th anniversary. Another re-release hitting the screens this weekend is Hocus Pocus. The 1993 film stars Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Although critics were lukewarm on it initially, it did very well with audiences and has great performances by its cast. If you're up for some scares, check out Smile 2, yet another horror film that is so far anyway critically acclaimed with an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if you're lucky enough to live in a town where a theater is showing Goodrich, you can check out some good old-fashioned comedy drama starring Michael Keaton. The film is not yet reviewed, but could be the perfect recipe if you're tired of being freaked out all month. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can listen to Pete every weeknight, 6 to 8 o'clock on WAU. UK AM 540.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
local news, and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A Hard Day's Night. I should have known better. Those are the Beatles at local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With a fun fact for you now. When did you first learn to text? You know, 22% of people say the first time they ever figured out how to send a text message was when they were voting for American Idol. That kind of makes sense, huh?
Well, you know you make me wanna shout.
this is where you flip the 45 RPM over and you hear Shout Part 2. It's 625 at WRJN. Today's sunshine with a high near 66. Clear tonight, lows 47. A beautiful weekend. Sunny Saturday with a high near 69. Sunday sunny with a high near 74. Right now the sky is clear. Yeah, it's nice out there. It's a little cool. 46 degrees right here at Radio Park. TV show The Office, they opened up one of the episodes doing a music video to that song with the entire staff. I loved it. I thought they did a great job putting that together. And there were some people in the crew of the TV show The Office that didn't want to be part of it. And that was even funnier during that skit. 628 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And I've got a poll. Looked at the lifestyle changes we try to make, but we can't seem to follow through with. All right. Most of us buckle within 2 months thanks to no willpower, no motivation, and not having enough time. Here are some of the top changes we just can't stick to. Exercising more, going to bed earlier, hitting 10,000 steps a day. I used to have a little step counter I had to have for the insurance company. You save money if you do 10,000 steps a day. I found that if you shake it, it adds steps to it. I came home from work and was shaking it for about 20 minutes to get to 10,000. Eating less sugar. Using your cell phone less, that's tough for a lot of people. Cutting back on alcohol, eating more veggies, reading more, feeling better about recycling, and making sure you get enough me time. I don't have a problem with that last one. Plenty of me time. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 66, a beautiful weekend, sunny both days, 69 the high tomorrow, 74 for Sunday. Right now clear in 46 at Radio Park. I got to see the comet last night. Yeah, it's a little after 6 o'clock. Look in the western sky, and you'll see it. It's a short trail, but you really need binoculars or a camera to take a good look at it. You can see it with your eye, but you don't really see much. I had binoculars, and you can see the fireball at the beginning of the trail of the comet. And I didn't see it, but my wife said you could see the sparkling, the sparks coming off the end of the trail of the comet. But yeah, you'll be able to see it tonight, too. It's going to be a clear night. So in the western sky, a little after 6 o'clock, take a look. And you'll see, it looks like an airplane, but it's not. You can see the little fireball in front. Pretty neat. It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A county board committee unanimously rejected a resolution aimed at discouraging migrant resettlement in Kenosha County this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. It's not clear here. There's a difference between refugees and immigrants and asylum seekers and all of that.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigrant relocation without proper planning. Morrissey, with a background as a police chief and a city administrator, suggested forming a task force as a more appropriate approach to addressing the issue. A former Kenosha County teacher's aide faces new allegations of sexual misconduct with a third student. Prosecutors in Kenosha County yesterday revealed the possibility of additional charges during a preliminary hearing for Anna Marie Crocker. She already faces accusations of inappropriate relationships with a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. There are also possible charges coming from Racine County. The hearing was delayed yesterday, set back to November. Today, Racine will remember a firefighter lost. Memorial Hall downtown serves as a space to honor and remember longtime Racine County firefighter Max Bayer. He died in a motorcycle crash last week. And the antique expert is in Racine today. People can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session at the library. The appraiser is known for work on the Antiques Roadshow. People going can have one item appraised at no cost, while additional items can be appraised for $10 each. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin cheesemakers make a move to protect their most valuable assets, their employees. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll give you details on this new alliance with OSHA next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger Infero insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
This new alliance announced yesterday in Madison involves the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Wisconsin Safety and Health Consultation Program. They're boosting their relationship to support their most important asset, their employees. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explains.
We're really excited to enter into an alliance with OSHA because dairy processors believe that their most valuable asset are the people who work for them, right? The people who work every day to make delicious, nutritious dairy products. It's critically important that we work with regulators as opposed to at odds with them. And for the past 2 years now, we've had a very open dialogue with OSHA about things like lockout, tagout, machine guarding, hazard communication, and what we've seen is a real reduction in the number of any even minor incidents within dairy processing facilities.
Rebecca Sweeney, she's with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Under this new alliance, they're sharing information on safety laws and standards and OSHA initiatives. They're encouraging communication between OSHA and industry to provide input on issues and try to innovate safety solutions. And they're developing resources for the dairy processing industry on common workplace hazards, worker rights, and employer responsibilities. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
And the Wisconsin DNR is suspending burning permission in 25 counties across the state of Wisconsin due to our dry weather. Again, more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunny 70. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high back up to near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I live right here in New York City. The building I live in charges me $50 a month because I have a cat. They said, we need to see a picture of the cat. You think I'm lying about having a cat? Because you know how hard it would be for me to go online and find a picture of a cat. It's fun being a new cat owner, it is. Get to buy your stuff. I was on Amazon looking at cat treats. Found a brand of cat treat. There's a bunch of reviews next to it. Saw there was a one-star review. I was like, ooh. I got to read a one-star review of a cat treat. This was the entire review. My cat didn't like this. Guys, at his keyboard, I'm going to keep this lean and mean. My cat didn't like this. Boom, the end. I could just see that guy at home. Hey, Pockets, come here. Got some new treats for you to try. What do you think? Oh, you don't like them? Well, don't worry. Daddy will bankrupt the company.
Tracks of My Tears, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this is wild. Doctors in Italy did a 9-hour procedure to remove a guy's brain tumor. But get this, they had him play the saxophone during the entire surgery. Reason? It was to help make sure they snipped the right spots. He kept playing the saxophone. It was a success. Now, the funny part was he never knew how to play the saxophone his entire life until he had the brain surgery. Isn't that funny, huh?
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let
your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
hits with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Woman, woman. Remember when they used to appear on stage? I don't know if you remember this at all. They used to wear Civil War outfits. That's how they, every band had to have a gimmick. And around the, I don't know, late 60s, 1967, 68, they got rid of the gimmicks and they just went on in their street clothes. But before that, everybody had to have a gimmick. And they're supposed to wear a Civil War outfit. Hey, from the How Dumb Are They file, a couple in Michigan was caught using a stolen credit card at a Tractor Supply store. Everything was going great, and then the woman used her rewards card for the transaction. That exposed a larger scheme that they had broken into more than a dozen storage units, and the rest is history. They're in lockup today, but how stupid do they get, huh?
Local news and time. In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me?
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this, when is today? Oh, Friday. It's a Friday, October 18th. You know, thieves will steal just about anything from someone. Someone stole 35 porta-potties from a racetrack. Some of them were even full when they were taken. Now, the police are trying to find the thieves and the porta-potties. Now, each one cost about $2,000 each. My question is, I could understand if you steal jewelry, you can fence it, you could sell it, you could do whatever, you know, people will buy it. Who's going to buy a porta potty from you, especially ones that are full? So I don't understand. I don't understand how they make money on this deal. They probably went through a lot of bother. They had a big truck to steal 35 porta potties. My question is, how do you make money? What's the upside to stealing all those porta potties?
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
And don't forget, Cindy Huber's giving away more vinyl this morning. Listen for the artist of record in the 9 o'clock hour. Then listen for that artist played later in the day to win their album on vinyl. And on October 25th, all the winners get a chance to win a record player, a Victrola, or phonograph, whatever you want to call it. Cindy's doing that this morning, the artist of record, 9 o'clock, right here at WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes Hot 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes Hot 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, put a little love in your heart. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Hey, coming up in about a little less than a half hour from now, we're going to talk to Dick Rassefa. We've got a high school football game of the week tonight, Racine Park at Indian Trail High School and Academy in Kenosha. We're starting a little earlier tonight, pregame 5:30, then kickoff at 6 p.m. You can hear it right here on WRJN. We'll get the lowdown on all the details with Dick Rassefa coming up at around 7:20 this morning, and then at 7:35 this morning, we'll talk movies. We have a couple of new films opening up this weekend. We'll talk about the movie Saturday Night, the story of the first 90 minutes before the show went live back 50 years ago. We'll talk about that movie. Got some other movie news for you as well. The worst horror sequels of all time. See if you agree with these or not. We'll have that list for you. So Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters is coming up this morning about 7:35 right here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 66. Sun coming up over Lake Michigan right now. It's clear, 46 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl at WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping in you. Girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la
Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. A DoorDash driver in New Hampshire got stopped for driving on a suspended license, so a cop delivered her last order for her. Now, the customer had no idea what was going on when a cop showed up at his door with a McDonald's bag. He says he felt bad because he forgot to tip the cop. Oh, no. This is Petula Clark. This is Downtown, 656 WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
She made a lot of movies in England in the 1940s, but she wasn't known very well back then. When she became a big hit singer in the 60s, she made a couple of Broadway musical movies. She made the movies to Finian's Rainbow, excellent in that movie. She also starred with Peter O'Toole in the movie adaptation, the musical adaptation of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, the following year in 1969. Great actress.